Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. Unfortunately, Mr. J will not be with us. He's still suffering from some complications due to his vagina eating accident from earlier this year, but he will be back Thursday. In the meantime, give me a call, 347-826-7435 for the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And I always say it, if you don't feel like calling me, you're a little too shy, feel free to email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. You can go to our Smooth Drama Facebook page, request to jump in, add yourself in. We want to talk to you. We want to converse with you and see what's going on in your head so we can talk about it together. And if you give me head, I'll give you anyway. this is the Smooth Drama Groundhog Day show where we talk about some of the same things that happen over and over again. We'll get into that a little bit later, but I'm guessing y'all can guess when I say Groundhog Day, and I'm a black man, it's pretty sure that when a black man says Groundhog Day, it's probably some more black killing. Just Groundhog Day. But we're gonna talk about something serious to start here. New York is banning sex offenders on parole from Pokemon Go. I guess they're saying that playing Pokemon Go could help sexual predators lure young victims. So Governor Andrew Cuomo has directed the New York Department of Corrections and Community Supervision to restrict the state's 3,000 plus sex offenders on parole from using Pokemon Go and similar games. And so in order to enforce the rule, they're going to be requesting that the Pokemon Go developer, Niantic Incorporated, cross-reference a list of sex offenders provided by the state with its list of players. New York is also asking the companies to remove locations that are identified in the game as places where players can win special points near offenders' homes. And paroled sex offenders will be instructed by their supervisor that playing Pokemon Go or similar games is in violation of their parole. So at first, when I first read this, my thoughts were, hey, I'll just lie about it and continue to play. But they cleared that up and they said, hey, you're going to tell them that if you're caught playing it, it's a violation of your parole. And so even if they do lie, if someone catches them playing, then boom, it's a wrap. So I guess that's cool. You know, no sex offenders playing Pokemon Go. Now, if only we can get everybody else to stop playing, then we'll have some, right? I guess, but that's to protect the kids, I guess, because we love the kids, right? Which segue into my next, the Satanic Temple. They want to start an after-school Satan Club to elementary schools around the country. So, and the goal of the Satanic Temple, which, and I will use their words, They do not promote a belief in any higher being, Satan or otherwise, is to counteract the influence of religion on school grounds. So the Satanic Temple is specifically trying to form clubs in elementary schools that already have the Good News Club, which are affiliated with evangelical Christians. A spokesperson, Lucian Graves of the Satanic Temple, says, and I quote, "There are people with distinctly different religious points of view that are still leading moral and productive lives." So, for all you parents out there, you have an alternative. Like, if maybe there's some racism or some segregation that's going on where your kid can't get into the Good News Club, now there's an alternative. Your kid can get into the After School Satan Club. So, I just would want to see the kids that want to join the Satan Club. Because you know it's going to be some kids that would join. And just because it sounds funny. Like, yeah, I'm joining the Satan Club. I'm sure I've known a couple of kids that would have jumped at the opportunity to join the After School Satan Club. I just would love to see this happen. It was like it would be one of those things. It would be like one of the highlights of my life to see a Satanic Temple After School Satan Club. And the funny thing is, they say that they do not promote a belief in any higher being, Satan or otherwise. They are the Satanic Temple. Now, follow me if I'm wrong or not. Somebody please jump in and stop me. The Satanic Temple suggests that you're into Satan just a little bit. I look at the Good News Club, you say you're an evangelical Christian. That means you're into Christ and, you know, God. That's kind of what that means. So I take it a Satanic Temple, which is After School Satan Club, you kind of are for Satan. Now, whether that's wrong or the right, that's a whole different call. But Satan is Satan. And last time I checked, if we're following the correct definition of a higher being, Satan would count as a higher being, technically. You know, some folks are like, oh, he's down below, whatnot, but he's still technically like a higher being. It's one of those technicalities. Satan Club, doing it for the kids, because it's all about the kids. Now that we're done saving kids, I don't know if anybody heard or read this week, Draymond Green posted a picture of his penis, and the image was public for about 10 minutes. Now, all you ladies, don't you all go Googling at once. It was on Snapchat, and I'm sure that somebody took a picture of the picture that was up there. Like I said, don't y'all go Googling it at once. Take down the internet looking for a picture of Draymond Green's penis. But the funny thing about it was he took it down, and the first thing he did, he blamed it on the hacker. He was like, oh man, I can't win for losing. I was hacked. When he comes out later, it's like, yeah, it was made public by mistake. He said, I kind of hit the wrong button and it sucks. It was meant to be private. And he goes on to say, we're all one click away from placing something in the wrong place, and I suffered from that this morning. And the funny thing was the teammates on the Olympic team, the Olympic basketball team, they all took pictures with their hands over their penises, you know, as Dig and Draymond. It was kind of funny. And I was like, hey, dude, it's just a penis shot. I mean, we talk, I mean, the ancient Greeks, Rome, you know, the Egyptians, everybody had, what's the stone statues, monuments of naked people. I mean, the penis, the vagina, they're body parts. There's nothing, I mean, they actually should be revered. Because those are the body parts that give life. They're like more important than, well, I won't say more important, but they're very integral in the survival of the species. So we should be like worshiping the penis, worshiping the vagina. Not like you got to apologize because people may have seen your penis. I'm like, who wants to see my penis? I'm just saying. No, I'm not. Maybe. I don't know. We'll talk about it. I'm just saying where you come out and he's like, ah, my penis. It was supposed to be private. I mean, you got to apologize because you wanted to send a dick pic to somebody. I don't think it's too many people who haven't either received a dick pic or have sent a dick pic, and vice versa, received a vagina pic or sent a vagina pic. We'll say it's 99.999% of you. Obviously, it's going to be a 0.01% who have not done it, and that's fine. More power to you. You know, it doesn't matter either way. I just thought it was funny that it was a big deal to everybody. It was, to me, it was more just a joke. Like, hey, he sent a picture of his penis and the world saw it. I mean, I've been like, how you like that? That's it. No apologies. You know, we should have like a smooth drama, appreciate the penis and vagina day. So what I'm going to ask here is this. To the listeners, email me. smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Y'all tell me what's a good day. We're going to have a appreciate the penis, and then we're going to have a appreciate the vagina day. Why not? Smooth drama style. smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. You email me, and sometime next month, I mean, because we'll just pick a day, a Sunday through Saturday, and whatever day, and then sometime next month, we will have Smooth Drama Appreciate the Penis, and then the Smooth Drama Appreciate the Vagina Day. So y'all email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. I know Mr. J will be like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Hey, I'm speaking Mr. J. And he wouldn't be quite as excited because he'd be playing it off like, oh, I'm not excited, but yeah, I'm excited. That's how he do. He fake it on the low. He be like, oh, I'm not excited. Like, he's hating on the other end. He's like pumping his fist in the air like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Anyway, Brio. If you don't know what Brio is our smooth drama drug of the week. Brio is asthma treatment drug that supposedly is supposed to help you with your asthma. Unfortunately, in our own smooth drama way, we have to talk about the side effects. You know, those things that happen when you take a drug that's supposed to help you, supposed to stop your asthma. Got a few side effects. So just in case if you was taking Brio, let me tell you what you're getting into. If you're taking Brio, you can get a fungal infection in your mouth or throat called thrush. Though you're not familiar with that, it's kind of painful in your mouth, I hear, allegedly. You will also, if you take Brio, have a weakened immune system and increase your chance of getting infections. Because, you know, there's nothing like having that weakened immune system and increase your chance of getting infections. You also will have reduced adrenal function, which is adrenal insufficiency, which, if it gets worse, can cause death. Some of the symptoms include feeling tired, lack of energy, weakness, nausea, and vomiting, plus low blood pressure. You also can experience sudden breathing problems immediately after inhaling your medicine, serious allergic reactions, effects on your heart like increased blood pressure, a fast or irregular heartbeat, awareness of heartbeat, and chest pain. Effects on your nervous system like tremor and nervousness. Cause there's nothing like, you know, taking asthma medicine and shaking like Muhammad Ali and Michael J. Fox. Bone thinning or weakness, osteoporosis, eye problems, including glaucoma and cataracts, changes in laboratory blood values, sugar and potassium. Slowed growth in children, just in case you want to give it to your kids. And if you was thinking that your kid is growing too much, you give them some Brio and it will definitely stop them from growing. You won't have to buy clothes quite as often. I know that's bad, but it had to be said. Also, common side effects of Brio are runny nose and sore throat, thrushing your mouth or throat, as was said earlier, inflammation of your sinuses, mouth and throat pain, hoarseness, and voice changes. Because there's nothing like having that sweet, mellow female voice, and then all of a sudden, you're sounding like my homie, DJ Squirrel. Something you don't care. I don't care either. But I got to tell you, that was our smooth drama drug of the week, Brio. Take it. I love it. And on that note, I'm going break here. This is the homies over at the Hue. I don't care.
Between the true and the real, baby face with a deal, just a whip and a peel. for the Bible still popping, heel shopping, club hopping, hopping, him to them, to him to win a love lotto. My motto is a motto, my passion, then fashion, disorderly on my sleeve. Take my Picasso and leave from this museum where they underachieve. I'm over stars, altitude makes it harder to breathe, but still submerged 20,000 leagues under the sea. Level next, text to X, tell the lovers indeed, then go beyond with the hue color couldn't conceive.
Love me.
You do it all wrong. Local, too many knowledgeable vocals. And good luck with all that trying to go by coastal. More local than a postal worker chokehold. You not the fresh maker, sounds not Mentos. Obey, do what they say, like Sergeant Bilko. Border plate, then start bagging like Bill.
Yo, now they say Amber this, and they say Amber that. But Amber got a fan base based on her fanny pack.
Yeah.
So she tell us that, but yet it's more than that. The way she handle poles is something like an acrobat. It ought to be illegal how she exercise Kegel. Got some pigeons mad because they can't fly with the eagle. At the top of the food chain, when it comes to bird things, let's just say she don't give a fuck. What's my chicken wang?
Intentions are that I would follow through. That ain't you. Observe intent with action as I move. Look, you do. La la la. La 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 la. Let it do. They love
him, all the ones in our shirt, and him and them and her, are from heart always confirmed. Listen, I prefer all the ones in our shirt, and him and them and her, are from heart always confirmed.
Your host, Mr. F the N word. That was the hue. I don't care. I don't care either. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. I do care about that. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Welcome back to the Smooth Drama Groundhog Day show, where we talk about Groundhog Day. What is What is the Groundhog Day here for us? Our everyday reality? Oh, just another day in the park, another week, another person dead. We not gonna start there. We talk about those. I read an article, the Baltimore cops who were cleared in the Freddie Gray murder. Not only did they one went after the prosecutor, which is ongoing, saying that she was incompetent and evil and vindictive, the fact that she wants justice, but I'm not going to sidetrack myself there. I was reading this article where they were talking about the officers and how they face the unknown in their return to duty. And it states a case of a cop who was convicted of killing a man during a traffic stop in 1996 and how he became a pariah in the community and with top police brass. And it's like, yeah, okay. I get where they were trying to go, like, oh, they're trying to elicit some type of sympathy. I believe the word I would be trying to find here, but which is hard when it comes to people who killed a man and broke his back, unarmed man, by the way. They're trying to elicit sympathy for these cops, like they don't know how they're going to be going forward. The officers, because they quote in this article, some officers cleared of crimes in the past have confronted obstacles like continuing protests, threats, stress-related health problems, political pressure to resign. But the question is, can they get back to normal? But they say that it will never be the same for them. And I look at it like, yeah, things won't be the same for Freddie Gray because he's dead. His family, they have to live with his death. I'm thinking the stress of a family that lost someone overrides the stress of some people who killed that individual. You know, the whole eye for an eye thing, it just applies there somehow in my head. You know, we was talking about biblical stuff earlier, and I'm like, we just miss the eye to eye when it comes to justice for us. But I digress. I just wanted to bring that up because it's like there's a movement to shape sympathy for killers, which is what these cats are. I mean, when they're killing innocent people, and then they're worried about how they are going to be looked at and treated going forward. You should be treated like the dogs you are. No good swine ass, pickled juice, scum of the earth, whatever's negative, them. There should be nothing to it. But back on the tip of Groundhog Day, another shooting. Only now, I guess the police are getting smart. I mean, it's a couple of shootings, actually. One, I'll start the first one in Chicago. It happened this past Friday. Police fatally shot and killed an unarmed teenager on the south side of Chicago. He, of course, was not recording when he opened fire. And so the department is investigating why the equipment didn't capture the shooting of 18-year-old Paul O'Neill, who was struck in the back. And the officer, as well as two others involved in the shooting, had received the camera equipment just recently. So, of course, they're going to say, no, we just didn't know how to work it. So we just scrapped it. As they shot somebody unarmed in the back, which would, for most folks who speak common sense, I won't say speak common sense, who comprehend common sense, shooting someone in the back suggests that that person was running away. That's what I take from it. Maybe somebody else would take that he was running toward the police backwards with his guns. Well, he was unarmed, but with his fingers balls up, running toward the officers backwards, and it so startled the officers they had shooting, and their cameras fell off. Maybe that's it. I mean, because it's another ludicrous story. He was running away. He reportedly stole a Jaguar and crashed it into the police and took off running. And so they shot him in the back. But the cams don't work. Not working. So there's no footage of anything. Now, what do we think of this? I know what I think, but I'll let the caller. Caller, you're on the air. Welcome to Smooth Drama. How can I help you? Hello,
yeah,
caller.
This is Bubba from the backwards. How you doing tonight?
All right. Bye, Bubba. We just not gonna do that. See, Bubba from the Blackwoods. Blackwood, whatever. Bubba from the Backwoods, it's not going down. And if y'all not familiar, Bubba from the Backwoods has called the show several times, sounded like he was drunk off his ass with several dicks in his mouth. I'm just not gonna do that. You know, if you're drunk calling from the backwoods or wherever, I'm not gonna put you on the show. You know, take the dicks out your mouth first before you want to try and call. And if it has nothing to do with subject matter of the show, definitely not going to talk to you. So, Bubba, you can go. You just stay off my line. Thank you. Just if you're going to suck dick while you're on the air, just do that in the privacy of your own room or alley or wherever. It's not going to happen, Bubba. We're going to move on. Once again, Groundhog Day. Body camera didn't record. He was shot in Chicago. Nobody knows what's happening. Nobody's speaking on it. Now, some of us take it like, hey, it's another case of the police shooting an unarmed black person. Period. Groundhog Day. At this point, you try not to be numb, but it just keeps coming. And it ain't even, you know, the excuses now. It's like, well, the cameras weren't working, or they just got the cameras, and they're gonna say something. Oh yeah, he tried to murder them or do something to them, whatever. And that's why we shot him. Then of course the more publicized one of Corinne Gaines, 23-year-old mother, black woman killed by the police on Sunday morning. The police went to serve her warrants for her and a gentleman that was living with her. And because she was wanted for failing to appear in court for charges of disorderly conduct, resisting arrest, and multiple traffic violations, they came for her. Baltimore police, you know, those policemen that killed Freddie Gray, broke his neck, broke his back, well, choked him out and broke his back in between there. They said they knocked on the door multiple times and heard the voices of a man and woman inside, and as well as a child crying. So after no one answered, the officer retrieved the key from the landlord and opened the door. Gaines was allegedly sitting on the floor, pointing a shotgun at officers while holding her 5-year-old son in her arms. Police called in negotiators, and around 3 p.m., after an hours-long standoff, police said Gaines pointed the gun at officers and said she would kill them. An officer fired one round at Gaines, and she fired back, according to the department. Police returned fire and killed Gaines, as well as injured the child, but the child is apparently okay. So, yeah. I mean, obviously we weren't there, and you would think that the body cams could have helped in this one too, right? Because if you see body cams of her, I mean, you would say that she is an irresponsible parent if she's sitting there with her 5-year-old with a shotgun to the police over traffic tickets. We're not talking about she's a violent criminal and was out there assaulting folks and shooting folks, armed robbery and none of that. She had traffic violations. And you're saying that the negotiators couldn't have talked her down. No camera evidence of it. Because I think that would have helped out immensely. It begs that question. How come when it comes to questionable shootings like this one, there's no camera? I'm not even going to say some, because we've seen, not that the camera would have mattered, because we've seen constant violations by the police. Just over heavy-handed, overbearing force where there's none needed. Like I just talked about, they just shot a young man in his back. That's the wrong one. Caller, you're on the air. Welcome to Smooth Drama.
Did you get those dicks out of your mouth when you?
Okay. All right. So that was once again Bubba from the Backwoods. He can't not call into the show. He got his own show, but because he can't stop having the dicks in his mouth, he wants to call with the dicks in his mouth on my show. It's like, no, Bubba, when you're in the backwoods sucking bear dick and eating hyena diarrhea, you don't need to call into my show. You really don't. I won't be calling into your show, Bubba. Please stop calling into mine. You can suck dick on the air on your own time, not on mine. Anyway, back to what I was saying. Korean Gaines and the other young man who was murdered also. These cameras not working. So now they're like, they're back to the, well, there's no camera evidence. So it's our word against theirs, as opposed to the, I guess, the public relations debacle, which makes me ask, why even have cameras if you're not going to use them? Doesn't even matter at this point. We all know that you guys are going to do the same thing over and over again, and that is shoot and kill unarmed black people, or contrive a story where there's an armed black woman and she's got her 5-year-old and she's trying to shoot at the police. It's like, really? I don't think so. Going on break. This is Ed OG and the Bulldogs. Speak upon it.
But when it comes to protecting the lives of 22 million Afro-Americans, then all of a sudden Uncle Sam becomes very conscious of legality.
Here's the reason that I've been upset for a while, cause if you're black, you get life, but if you're white, you're on trial, ain't nothing to it. Just like that chump Charles Stewart, they're always claiming that the devil made me do it for insurance. He killed his wife and his child and blamed it on a brother, and racist got buck wild. He had the media believing the Esau fable, and all the whites were like, I can't wait till they catch the bastard. I hope they find him, they were sure that he did it. There's no need to try him, and Willie Bennett, who was in it to win it, got bashed and harassed because they were sure that he did it. And the thing that really pissed me off and truly offended me is the truckers wanted to reinstate the death penalty for a brother man, but not the other man. And when they found out he killed himself, on the other hand, now it's inhumane. Bring it back, they wouldn't dare. But his brother confessed he was with it, so give him the chair. But that won't happen with that punk cop. Yes, Flynn and Mickey Roach, you better just watch for us. I don't want to hear that you're sorry to me. After you tore up and started a war up in the black community, it's out of the news, but it's still in my head. Charles Stewart still lives, even though the sucker's dead. I'ma speak upon it.
He is trying to wipe you out, trying to eliminate your tone existence with falsehood and lies, and he's succeeding in doing it.
Now here's a verse about a relative that could have lived but killed by a cop that thought negative. Shot in the back like a victim of Jesse James.
Tell him his motherfucking name.
Philip Pinnell, murdered by a devil that never saw a cell. So I'm here to raise hell and tell about a child that was left to decay. In the next couple of days, the pig was suspended with pay, receiving support from cops and superior courts. And all we receive is a bullet inside a corpse. Now tell me, what type of justice has been done? What would have happened if I shot his son? I would have been killed, taken to a chamber and filled up with gas. But nothing has happened to fast, so I had to take 2 extra steps and put it on wax, cause I couldn't let it rest.
Why?
Cause I can't stand to see Satan smile and get away with taking the life of a child. You're meant to do it, so now your motto is,
tell him,
the more bullets, the less blacks live.
You better
watch your back, you murderer, because you're warning. But for now, yo, I guess I gotta speak upon it.
We've got to come together, pull our efforts, our strength, our finance, and build our own nation. The Chinese did it, it's called Chinatown.
Let me speak upon this with the radical take, as I take time to talk about the systematical breakdown and deliberate destruction through miseducation of the Nubian nation. Starting in kindergarten, continuing through college, they continue to kick you trick knowledge and call it education, but I call it training. Washing your brain, entertaining and maintaining the American dream, but to me it's a nightmare, because it keeps you right where they want you to be, mentally, physically, and monetarily, as you go merrily down the stream. But it's more like a ship's creek without a paddle, when the boat gotta leak, we start drowning and all that shit getting deeper. Mine's in a joke cold, or should I say a sleeper? But I ain't going out like Rip Van Winkle, so you can't gas me up anymore. And I'm thinking, no, that I can see clearly now. The rain is gone, it's bright outside, I see the light, and I'ma speak upon it. You know what I'm saying? Cause all that shit they taught me in school amounted up to zero.
Word is born.
Abraham Lincoln ain't my motherfucking hero.
Word,
you know what I'm saying?
That devil ain't my hero.
Yo, this is that devil. The poet's soul. Cooling with my man Eddie O.G. on a funky yeah. track.
Bulldogs is out there, you know what I'm saying? Doc Juan, you and A, you know what I'm saying? Teddy Jones, Special K, DJ Doc, Rainbow. Your boy, the Soul Brothers, you know what I'm saying?
Frankie, yeah. V Love, and the legend, and DJ Eric Vaughn.
God we trust, correct? Then they have on
together you got to move. Drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Ed OG and the Bulldogs. Somehow, a song that was sung 20 years ago, it's like nothing has changed. That's why it's the Groundhog Day show. Because it's like you just wake up, same old thing, same old results. It just doesn't, the names just change, but the actions remain the same. Inhumane. Speaking inhumane, I mean, it's kind of funny. You know, here in America, we hear the whole, oh, land of the free, home of the brave. Oh, we're going to make the country great again, blah, 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 blah. Linda Patricia Thompson, 59 years old, out of Salem, Oregon. She decided it was too rough out here in the streets of Wyoming. She was released from prison in Oregon, and she went to Wyoming and was like, it's too tough out here. And apparently she had been beat up in Cheyenne Park, Wyoming, and it was just too rough for her. She couldn't get a room at a homeless shelter. So she decided to rob a bank Wednesday, and because she couldn't stay on the streets. So she robbed the bank, and when she walked out, threw the cash up in the air and sat down and waited for the police. That's how tough it is out there in the streets of Wyoming. Folks can't even, they can't even function. They're like, you know what? I'm getting my ass whooped so bad. I'm going to rob a bank so I can go to jail. I mean, it's so tough in Wyoming, you would rather be in jail than on the street. America right there. Because I don't think it's too many people in the other countries who are trying to go to jail. Like an American thing. Then conversely, we talk about the streets of Wyoming. Hardcore gangster stuff there. I guess I'm going to have to scratch that off the list. Don't go to Wyoming. Get my ass whooped so bad I'm going to want to go to jail. Anyway, I just thought I'd throw that out there. I thought that was funny. You'd be so, like, scared of living in the streets that you'd rather go to jail. That's where we're at now. And another thing where we're at, as far as oppressors, you know me. I'm always talking about justice and the oppression of the weak and tyranny of the strong. All those other cold words that sound so nice and soothing when I say them. Probably not. Anyway, I know a lot of people remember that the judge, Judge Aaron Persky, who drew criticism for sentencing Stanford University swimmer Brock Turner to only 6 months in jail for sexually assaulting. He also had did something to another woman. They identified her, because she was a Chinese immigrant in her early 30s, as Jane Doe. And she had told Mr. Persky about the abuse that she faced at the hands of her former fiancé, In the images, her face and shirt were covered in blood. Her body was bruised. She was, you know, apparently she was really, really beaten bad. And, you know, she pled like the other woman, is this acceptable? And she described what happened to her as torture. And, of course, after the speech ended, he finalized the sentencing, and the ex-fiance who was sitting right over there and that pled no contest. He basically got weekend jail. He's going to spend roughly 12 weekends in county jail, and while he was serving his sentence, he could continue his job as an engineer, Silicon Valley. And this happened on the same day that Persky did that decision to allow Turner to avoid prison. So he was feeling oppressor like, and I say he was feeling oppressor like because my theory is oppressors can't punish oppressors. See, when you have the mindset where I'm better than you, I can get over on you. I mean, some people say it's white privilege. Some people say, you know, it's racism and whatnot. In these cases, it's not necessarily racism. It's, for me, it's the mindset of the oppressor. The oppressor can't see justice. I know, and he's a judge. So to say that he can't see justice, he can't see justice how the oppressed see justice. He sees justice one way. I mean, he didn't want to ruin a fellow oppressor's life, so he only gave him 6 months. He sees another oppressor who beats his woman unmercifully, and he gives him weekend jail. Dude can continue his job, whatnot. He gets weekend jail. And see, it runs along the lines of what I say when you talk about oppressors, who they see the world under the guise of I'm in charge and I'm benevolent. And basically, you are lesser than. So whatever you're talking about, it's a lesser argument. It doesn't matter about what's just, what's right. I mean, because a sane man would look at someone who rapes someone and sends the pictures to the homies as someone who's not a nice person and needs to learn a lesson. Not as someone who doesn't deserve his life ruined. I mean, because he ruined someone's life. It's like there's a circle that they're missing. It's like the oppressor doesn't understand their oppression can ruin someone's life. So you say she was raped. Yeah, but she's all right. He didn't kill her. He's going to do weekend jail. He's a productive citizen. He's an engineer. We're going to let him do his thing. What happens? The girl lives in fear. She's looking at it like, well, shit. What do I do? How do I live? I mean, can you get in a relationship with anyone for fear of getting your ass beat? And if you speak up on it, he's only going to get a slap on the wrist. And so when it's like I always go back to that Bill Cosby thing. You know, me and Mr. J would always have the argument, and he would like, well, you know, people who always ask, well, why do they take so long when people are molested or raped? Why do they take so long? Those are people who have not been molested or raped. Because it takes a while to get over the fact that you were victimized and that there's nothing wrong with you. You know, most people who are molested or raped, they take it like there's something that they did wrong. You know, that massive abuse, they're the problem. But it's the oppressor. Your oppressor is the problem. And see, institution-wise, the oppressor can't judge against the fellow oppressors, no matter what level they're on, minor or major. Because then people will be expecting justice all the time. And that's not what this country is built on. This country was never built on justice. This country was built on exploitation and oppressing the weak so that you can be strong. That's just the basic facts. There's no other way you can look at it. I mean, we had slavery, indentured servitude. I mean, we had the kind of slavery that hadn't existed before. Normally, slavery was extended to that first generation, then it moved on. But our slavery was legacy slavery all the way through, your kids too. And they never thought that they did anything wrong. No, they benefit. They did nothing wrong. Financially, they're doing all the work, as they call it, because you're property. And so when you talk about an oppressor not seeing how they've done wrong, and we use this Judge Persky as a test case, you see he doesn't see his problem. He doesn't understand why people would look at him as a villain that he is, right? They only see him, well, he only sees himself as, hey, this is the system that's handed down to me. Why ruin people and let it be a win-win for everybody? But it's not a win-win for everybody. When you've ruined someone's life, you've affected the trajectory of their life. You've skewed it. You get a minor hindrance, as they call it, and they're screwed forever, looking over their shoulders, wondering when their oppressor is going to come back. Not an equitable trade. And on that note, I want to send a special shout out to all my listeners out there, my faithful listeners. I am Mr. F the N-Word, and this is another Smooth Drama production. I'm out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you've got
smooth drama.